This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. Thank you for listening, and thank you for subscribing the Todd Wright Toddcast. Today we'll look at the 50-year anniversary of something I find very significant as a fan of the National Football League. But first, a reminder that Bill Curry Ford sold me a car a little over a year ago, and Sean Sullivan would like to put you in a new vehicle also. It can be a new Ford vehicle. It can be a pre-owned Ford vehicle. Or he has plenty of pre-owned inventory of different makes and models, not just necessarily Ford, on the lot. I know I went through the process. I looked at a lot of the pre-owned inventory before I settled on a 2018 Ford Escape with 40,000 miles on it, and Sean accepted my trade of a 2014 Ford Focus with 100,000 miles on it. I thought about it today as I got in my vehicle, simply to drive to LA Fitness and run an errand, that part of the reason I wanted to get out of that 2014 Ford Focus was it had too many miles on it, and I was spending too much time in the service department to have little things maintained or updated or fixed. And I have not been in that service department for the last year since getting into a 2018 Ford Escape from Sean Sullivan at Bill Curry Ford, except for two things, two oil changes. And they were complimentary because I bought the car from Bill Curry Ford. So I haven't spent a penny since buying that vehicle, and we're now 13 months since I did that. How do you get in front of Sean Sullivan since he's the general manager at Bill Curry Ford? You ask for Grace Thomas. Grace knows you will ask for her. She knows I'm telling you to do this because Grace can make sure you get time with Sean Sullivan and tell him what you want and how you want to do it, whether you have a trade or you do not have a trade. So that's the hack. Bill Curry Ford, get to Grace Thomas, tell Grace I sent you and that you want to speak face-to-face with Sean Sullivan about a vehicle. Bill Curry Ford, Northdale Mabry in Tampa. Brandon Legal Group is your full-service law firm. They have been supporting my podcast and my golf tournaments for a long time now. They want me as a non-attorney spokesperson to convey a very simple message to you. They're a full-service law firm, and they service the greater Tampa Bay area. Full service can mean a number of things. It can mean divorce. It can mean child support adjustment. It can mean domestic violence injunction. If you're wondering if full service covers your specific legal need at any point going forward, they'll give you a free consultation so you can figure it out with them. 844-4BLG-4ME, 844-4BLG-4ME, or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com, Brandon Legal Group, your full service law firm. My email is right.todd@yahoo.com. Social media, Instagram at ToddWright2121, especially if you want to know how to do Drink Around the World next year. It's technically called the Epcot International Food and Wine Festival. We did more food this year than drinking. I'm getting old. This used to be a booze fest for me when I worked for Disney/ESPN. Now it's more about the food, which is fine, but it is an admission that my priorities have changed. So all that's on my Instagram. Just fun stuff is there. I think you'll enjoy it. And Twitter is ToddWright2121. I keep the Instagram and the Twitter separate. You do not see the same things there. But if you want to talk to me, you email me personally, and I will write you back at write.todd@yahoo.com. The Eagles lost on Monday night. I watched the entire game, and I don't normally watch entire games NFL, but let's face it, they're going to be part of this postseason. Undefeated going into that Monday night game, got off to a very fast start, and let Washington hang around. It wasn't Philadelphia's night. They had as many turnovers in that game as they had had the entire season. They were odd turnovers. Washington capitalized. Washington dominated time of possession. Washington played hard. Washington may be a playoff team. The entire NFC East maybe playoff teams. Take a look for yourself at the standings. But with the Eagles' loss, that means there's no more undefeated teams in the National Football League this year, which brings up the 50-year anniversary of the first team to execute a perfect regular season in the post-merger NFL, and the only team in NFL history to go undefeated and untied in the regular season and postseason. It's been 50 years since the Dolphins did it in 1972. And I was provoked to take a few minutes and talk about it here on my podcast because of the backlash that I heard after the Eagles' loss. One in particular saying, "Great, this just enables the most annoying team ever to celebrate again." Let me state that I have no skin in the game here other than being a fan of the National Football League. When I went to the University of Miami, I rooted for the Canes, not the Dolphins. Most of you know me. I root for the Cowboys. Always have. Always will. But among the near 30 autographed helmets that I have in my collection, one, and I've posted, I may even post it this week again on my social media, but I think I did last year, so I just let it go. I forget. I think it was around the death of Don Shula that I posted it. It's a Dolphins helmet, and it's signed by virtually everybody from that 1972 perfect team. Now, I'm sure there are some names missing, but if you're looking for like the big names, they're on there. And I got that a long time ago. And among the 30 helmets I have in my collection, the double digits of autographed footballs, and I mean, I have a number of things that in my collection that I think are pretty cool. That's right there as one of the best. And I look at it every day, and I think about how they did something in their seventh season. It's not like they had been in the NFL forever. That was their seventh year in the National Football League. Seventh year as a franchise. Lost the Super Bowl the previous year. Of note, Don Shula forced the team to watch film of their Super Bowl loss the previous year to the Cowboys. Not once, but twice at training camp in 1972. Shula was quoted as saying, "I think that's when we all came together for what was going to happen for the next 2 years. What I stressed in the locker room was that we wanted to make sure this wouldn't happen again. Our goal was not to go to the Super Bowl, but to win it." They had the perfect season, and then they won the Super Bowl again the next year. So over a three-year span, lost Super Bowl, won Super Bowl, perfect season, won Super Bowl next year. I think they lost two games in 1973. So without having any skin in the game other than being a National Football League fan, to the person who calls them the most annoying team in football history and chastises whatever their celebration may be in terms of getting together or individually or how they celebrate, let me borrow a line from one of my favorite radio hosts in Tampa Bay. He's actually from Long Island, but he's on 102.5 The Bone, and that's JP from the Roger and JP Show. And it's not a phrase that I normally use. It's not a phrase even that I hear very much anymore, but occasionally JP uses it because it fits his vernacular. And I think it fits here. If you hate the fact that the 72 Dolphins still can celebrate and pat each other on the back for something that they did 50 years ago because, Smokey and the Bandit line, it ain't never been done, son. As JP would say, go scratch your ass. Yeah, if it bothers you that they celebrate that or they're talked about or they do interviews, seriously, go scratch your ass. It was 50 years ago. No one's done it since. You can give me all the little quirks about the schedule and the era and the increase to 16 games and then 17 games. I repeat, if you have a problem with the Dolphins of 72 accepting praise for the last 50 years when there's no undefeated team left in the NFL, go scratch your ass. Respect the best. Respect history. I really don't understand where this backlash comes from. I think it's bullshit. And again, I have no skin in the game here. Not a Dolphins fan. But yeah, I respect the hell out of what they did. And every year that goes by that no one else does it, I respect it even more rather than criticizing it. Don Shula isn't with us anymore. Time goes by. There have been other perfect seasons in other sports. 76 Indiana basketball, as one example. Obviously, tougher to do. NHL, NBA, MLB, I get it. NFL is now a 17-game season. There are more playoff games. Still's never been done. Patriots got close. Lost the Super Bowl. They hang a different banner. I don't know if it's still there. For the perfect season. Not the one with the Super Bowl banners in Foxborough. Don't be one of those. This year, next year, the year after that, the year after that. You can root for a team to do it, whether it's your team or somebody else. I wasn't rooting against the Eagles on Monday night, even as a Cowboys fan. I thought it was fun. And they're a damn good team. I like watching good football teams. I wasn't rooting against the Eagles to lose. And I'm not rooting for them to win so the Dolphins of 72 can't celebrate anymore. You know, it's just my opinion. I have nothing to go on here. If the Eagles had won Monday night and had won their next eight, and had run the table in the NFC playoffs, and had gone to the Super Bowl in Arizona, and beaten Kansas City or Buffalo, or I guess Miami has a shot, I think the NFL might actually bring a member or members of the 72 Dolphins to the game to be the first to shake their hand and say, welcome to the club. Got nothing to go on. But I certainly am pushing back against those who call the 72 Dolphins the most annoying team in sports history. One more time. For those of you who do, go scratch your ass. Respect the best. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Bill Curry Ford and Brandon Legal Group. Again, my email is wright.todd@yahoo.com. We'll talk to you next time.